together with our partners in law enforcement,
U.S. Attorney James P. Kennedy unveiled a new public service announcement raising human trafficking awareness during a break in Tuesday's training session in Buffalo, conducted with his partners in the Western District of New York Human Trafficking Task Force. Be it for the sex trade or other form of forced labor, an estimated 400 to 500,000 individuals are believed to be trafficked within the United States. Robert Guyton is Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the FBI in Buffalo.
The FBI investigates all forms of human trafficking, and our caseload has increased significantly in the past several years. In November of 2019, there were more than 1,900 pending human trafficking investigations across the FBI.
Task force members say there are several common myths about human trafficking, including the belief that all victims are women and that all victims are kidnapped into servitude. Underage human trafficking is a growing problem. Task Force Coordinator Mary Moran says truancy is just one of several warning signs a youth may be a victim.
If an individual is no longer attending school, if the individual has a older boyfriend that is providing gifts or money, if the student or the child is couch surfing, not living in any particular place, you know, if there's comings and goings at odd hours of the day or the evening, anything that looks suspicious.
More information about the task force is available online at wnytrafficking.org. U.S. Attorney Kennedy and his task force partners are holding a second training session in Rochester Wednesday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.